The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'm going to regret asking you this, but what is this rule?
As long as he never comes in me, he can come anywhere on me.
If that's my daughter, I'm fucking her. Can I say that?
Are we in?
I'm ready. I'm in. Mr. Wallace, are you on a tour bus, as they say in the biz?
I am on a tour bus. I'm in Bakersfield, California, the Maui of California, the St. Augustine
who says that?
Of Central Coast. People who have never left Bakersfield. I'm excited. I've been looking forward to, you know, for everyone listening globally, Bakersfield has the rap of Scared Straight. It's penitentiary parallel.
It's, yeah, if you walk the streets, you will see the recording of the show Cops. That's the feel of it.
Yes. And I'm excited. I mean, I've been in Bakersfield one time my entire life. Did I ever tell the story about how my buddy played like Division III foot baseball here?
I don't think so. Go ahead.
I'll run through it briefly and stop me if I did. But my buddy, played in like a farm league, like Division III, like minor, whoa, Chris Hansen, league baseball team, minor league baseball team. Hold on. Nobody's going to flag
First
that
of all,
name.
I mean, literally no one's going to be a minor in the league. You can't even say that. Also a minor, canary in a coal mine. How young is the canary?
What does canary in a coal mine mean?
I think there's like something amiss, but I don't know. It's a saying that everyone says. Hold on, let me try to put it in context.
Mining, what is a coal mine? What's a canary? And are people still doing that?
Oh, I think I know. I think if you see the canary in a coal mine, you know that there's something wrong. Sorry. So minor league, he played in the minor
league. Is that really what it means? Yes, he played in minor league. So me and my buddy came to visit him to watch a game on a Sunday, but he had to go to practice at like 4 p.m. and the game was at 8. So me and my buddy had 4 hours to kill. So we went to strip clubs in Bakersfield that opened at like, I want to say 4 p.m. We were the first in line at a Bakersfield strip club and they didn't serve alcohol. I don't know what the correlation to like tits to Tito's is. Like, I don't know how, like, you know, if boobs are out, you can't have any Bacardi. Like, I don't know what the rule is, but so we're like in the strip club first, sipping on a Mr. Pibb. We're the only two guys in there. There was a fish tank somewhere in there. Hey, that whole place smelled like fish. What am I even talking about?
God
pussy.
Damn.
So we're literally the only two guys in there. And like, they just started repeating dancers. And I'm like, you guys couldn't at least like switch up the names. They're like, and Esmeralda, and then three down, Esmeralda, you again.
Imagine no one wants to see you again.
Like, Trevor Wallace. 30 minutes later, yeah, Trevor Wallace. What?
I mean, here's the thing. Esmeralda going twice, I don't even think people wanted to see her first. Because think about that. Think about who's working the 4 p.m. shift. I mean, ghouls, right? Ghouls and goblins are working. Oh, the Lord's Day? Holy shit.
Yeah. Dude, that was like the first time. A lot of thoughts here. That was the first time I've ever been to a strip club sober. And I like, it's not, it really isn't. It's not fun. It's not like, you want to reconnect with God when you're in there. You're like, oh, whoa, this is not chill. You're like, it's like, if you go in there buzzed, you're like, dude, this is sick. Here's a $1. There's an areola. Sober, you're like, oh, I should save these women.
I mean, it's so jarring because you're not fucked up that you're like, oh, this is too real. Like this is, you can see them crying on stage. This is too
real.
You can see C-section scars. It's not okay.
We just said the same joke. Do you hear that?
No. Did you?
We both said C-section.
We should at some point do a podcast.
We should do a podcast. But the other thing I realized, it was like every girl that was a Bakersfield stripper was conventionally hot. But there would be one thing that you would like notice. Like I'm not even trying to do this for bits. I think one of the girls had chicken pox.
Chicken pox? How old was she? That was the minor leagues.
Holy shit. Yeah, where was I? I don't know. Is that a YMCA? But yeah, I've been a baby.
What's the difference between chickenpox and smallpox?
One's a bird.
Do we get chickenpox from chickens? And if we didn't, whoever named it is an idiot. Why yeah, do we know like why it's called
veal?
Yeah.
Veal pox. I don't know. I just know that yeah, the only other time I stopped here, because there's a barbecue restaurant that Guy Fieri went to. Yo, Guy Fieri is like a redneck's Yelp. Like, if Guy Fieri's been here, y'all eating here. Am I cooking?
Does he know what he's talking about, like, realistically?
Because no!
I've seen the show half a time. And first of all, can I say this? The easiest show to film ever. Someone just makes you something, and you eat it, and you go, that's good. So where's this from? Oh, my God. Tallahassee, that's incredible. What is this, ginger? You're not doing anything. He's not adding anything.
My biggest pet peeve, and listen, I'm going to contradict myself. I'm going to Japan in a couple months, and I want to make some food videos just because I'm there and they have a bunch of like viral foods and whatnot. Now, moving on, one of my biggest pet peeves is when food influencers take a bite. It's the same reaction every time. They go.
That's what I'm saying.
Can we get a new sound effect? Can you bite a pillow after? Because, like, to be a food influencer might be the easiest. The chef's doing the work. And you're like,
that's what I'm saying.
There's a moving van next to me. Bro, Breaking Bad just pulled up next to me. But to be a food influencer, hot take, easy job.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, food influencers ain't nothing but a food blogger on video.
All it is audio for the food. Like a food can't make audio unless it's like a fajita. So all you're doing is giving the food an emotion. All you go is You know what I want to see? This is what I want to see. I want to see people go to the worst restaurants in the America and taste it in like a Bean Boozle of a fucking show. Taste it and be like, what the fuck? Throw up like Fear Factor, but Guy Fieri.
Yeah. I've seen a few of those. It's like going to the worst rated restaurant in my city or whatever. They're just regurgitating what else everyone's doing.
Yeah, there is. I mean, that's like that's the fascinating thing about trends, right? It's like trends that make sense to me make sense, but like the weird trend, like someone just posted the 2016 thing, like just one person did it, one person.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden America 19 minutes later was like, "You know what? We'll all do that simultaneously." How the fuck does that happen? Like that is crazy. There was a first person. There was a first person who did that, and then their friend goes, "I'll do it too." And then for real, the next day, the internet was like, "I'll do it too." That is the psychology behind it is crazy to me.
The internet the internet ain't nothing but a wildfire. Some get put out in a day. Some burn a majority of Malibu.
Palisades.
If anybody is in, listening from Malibu, I'm sorry.
Was your guys 2016
what the fuck?
As good as everyone else's?
Well, let me tell you this. I kept thinking about that. Like, am I going to do the 2016 trend? I'm like, no, my life sucked in 2016. I got no bitches. I had a Mazda 3. My haircut looked like Ozempic Macklemore. Dude, I have one photo for me and you know, I could send it to the chat. Where's my phone? I could send it to the chat. Like, you know what trend I'm excited for? And this is me stroking my C-O-C-K.
That's what's when people go, you got it.
When people start posting, like, in 10 years from now, bro, my 2026, now I know, motherfuckers. Now my life is fun.
Yeah, can I say this, though? Can I say this? And I've made this point before. Nostalgia's only for the successful. So if my 2026 is awesome, but my 2036, I got addicted to fucking morphine, and I lost both my kids in a river, and I killed my cousin, then I definitely don't want to post, because I got chickenpox all over my face and smallpox on my cock. I don't want to post. So
no, I think you're
gambling.
No, I think you do, because if 2026 now in 10 years brings back a better time, wouldn't you want to be like, look how good it used to be?
Mm-mm. No, because that's so sad. Dude, that's so sad to me. I used to have the life by the balls, and now I lost my leg in the war. I don't want to look back. That's so sad. I fell the fuck off.
Maybe we have different mentalities, but I saw a lot of dudes posting their 2016 trend, and I'm like, oh, you used to be a track. What happened to you?
Goddamn.
Trevor Wallace, I'm on tour. Austin, Texas. That's on Valentine's Day weekend. Bring your man or female and suck and fuck after the show. February 13th, February 15th, Grand Prairie, Dallas, Texas. Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, Chesterfield, a.k.a. St. Louis, Missouri. Memphis, shout out. Birmingham, Cheyenne, Wyoming, Denver, Colorado. Phoenix, Arizona. We're shooting a special March 13th and 14th. Low tickets on both those. Red Bank, New Jersey, Huntington, New York, Boston, Massachusetts, and Halifax, Canada, August 8th. TrevorWallace.com.
Michael Blaustein's going to be yelled about a feat where I will tell you. February 19th, I'll be in Lexington, Kentucky. February 20th, I'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio. February 21st, we added another show in Charlestown, West Virginia. March 5th through the 7th, I'll be in Rochester, New York. March 14th, I'll be in Vegas. March 26th to the 28th, I'll be in Cleveland. I'm going to say some cities. If you hear them, go get tickets. Spokane, Seattle, Eugene, Dayton, Vancouver, Seoul. We're going to add one. It's up on Friday. Calgary, Charlotte, and Denver. BlockComedy.com, BlockComedy.com.
Ladies and gents, this podcast is sponsored from our boys at ShipStation, okay? When your company is growing fast, order fulfillment can make or break your success. ShipStation's intelligent-driven platform brings order management, rate, shopping, inventory, and returns, warehouse systems, and comprehensive analytics all in one place, saving customers 15 hours per week on fulfillment. All right, listen. Obviously, we use ShipStation. We've been using ShipStation for the last like 3-4 years. We use it for merch. If we did not have this, we would be lost, okay? It is incredible. Again, it brings everything in one place. I have ADD. Trevor has ADD. If we didn't have this, I mean, dude, we would be shipping soup to you guys, okay? So ShipStation compares rates across all major global carriers, USPS, UPS, and FedEx, including your own discounted rates if you have them, okay? To find you the best shipping options on every order with discounts up to 90% off. You heard me right, ladies and gents, 90% off, okay? Ladies and gents, before ShipStation, we spent hours tracking orders and following up with customers. All right, now we have cut that time in half, and now we can just actually focus on scaling, getting bigger, getting huge. Ladies and gents, 1 million businesses have trusted ShipStation, all right? It's incredible. It's sharing tracking details, cuts customer service inquiries by 12%, okay? And percentage always matter. Returns management gives you data on what's coming back and why. Analytics show where you're saving and where to optimize. So ladies and gents, you gotta jump on the ShipStation. It is incredible. So try ShipStation free for 60 days with full access to all features. You heard me right. 60 days free. Okay, no credit card needed. Go to ShipStation.com and use code SOX for 60 days for free. 60 days gives you plenty of time to see exactly how much time and money you're saving on every shipment. That's ShipStation.com, code SOX. Again, ShipStation.com, code SOX.
Goddamn.
2016 to 17 was one of the worst years of my life. The time around about where I was moving. So I was still in New York and I was moving in that year, right? So I had $0. I was Lyft driving. I was walking dogs. I was going to sign up for a maid company to wash anyone's house.
You were going to be a maid? You were going to be a
maid? Buddy, I was going to be a maid dog. I was looking into, there's this like moving company in New York, and I think it might be in LA, where dudes move your house shirtless. I was looking into that, dude. My life was in shambles, bro. Shambles. My life was so in shambles. I had alopecia. I was so stressed out. I had a big piece of alopecia on the right side of my butt chin. So my left, I look like Two-Face with two fucking faces on my ass chin.
Isn't that one of the Catalina Islands?
Hey! No, dude, you just fucking, you lose hair because you're so stressed. My life was literally in shambles, dude. I was jerking off to OkCupid profiles. I mean, dude, it was a nightmare. I had the darkest depression of my life. I was living in Avalon in fucking West, in Burbank, Studio City with someone. My girlfriend at the time was making like 20 times more money than me. It was a nightmare. And I had to go back to open mics. That's where my life was at. I had to go back to open mics.
Well, so let me piece this together.
Yeah,
two things here. Was your first place in LA, Studio City?
Yeah.
We both started in Studio City.
Did we really?
Because mine was down the street on Moor Park, that road in that pool house.
Oh, right. I forgot that was in Studio City. You were on a futon.
Not futon,
an air mattress.
Air mattress.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay, so beautiful. I was sleeping on an air mattress with the crickets in there. I said beautiful, and you just stared at me. I do that on stage all the time. Like, a girl would be like, yeah, you know, my dog died, and it's just been, you know, really depressing. I'm like, yeah, man, that's awesome, man. Thanks for sharing. And then I'm like, wait, why would I say that's awesome? Yeah, dude, that's great. Congrats, man. That's so cool. Thanks for coming out tonight. I'm sorry, what? Oh, so in New York City, you weren't doing open mics. So you were just getting booked regularly on just like better shows. And then you moved to LA and it's back to open mics. I remember seeing you at open mics in LA, and like there was, I guess, like a buzz, or like other people, like when you move to LA from a different comedy scene, like if like you naturally have like a New York buzz, and they're like, oh, this is a New York guy. And I remember seeing you being like, dude, what is he doing here? You had the puffiest coat on. You had the puffiest coat on, and you were doing some act out about your girlfriend. Well, my girl, and it's something about cleaning.
At the improv space. Because when I moved to LA, I wasn't really passed anywhere but like a fucking haha comedy club. So like I couldn't make any money and I couldn't get on stage. So at some point I was like, all right, I guess I have to do open mics. And I fought it for like months. But it was, dude, 2017, 18 and 17, 18, like half a night, like a little bit of 19 was like, dude, it was real bad. Like really, really bad. Like, dude, yeah, I told you that story about...
go ahead.
I was going to say that I was going to remind the audience about like that national commercial I booked, and then I got to the Rose Bowl and they told me to go home, and I didn't get... Just like a bunch of that type of stuff was happening, and I was like, bro, what is happening with my life? Like, what is going... It was just so bad. Where were you at?
But... I think that helps you appreciate that now, hopefully. Do you have any photos?
Yes, 100%.
Do you have any photos? Like,
yeah.
I saw, I texted the group chat. This is what I looked like 10 years ago.
Holy shit, dude. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Trevor Wallace. I remember like this version of you on stage. Because you used to like not really move. Yeah, because I remember when I first met you was at the with that Improv Space open mic, and I remember your feel of a person. You had like a really cool feel of you, but you didn't move on stage at all. Like you were just like very like kind of like stood there and. Yeah, no, I know. I'm not shitting on it all, but this sort of like mannerism just reminds me of you.
Yeah, dude, these shoes. Oh yeah, you can shit on me if you want. These shoes I like loved, bro. The cuffed jeans, the cuffed skinny jeans.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what these shoes were, but like, you couldn't catch me dead in this fit today. Yeah, I don't know what those shoes were, but I wore them like every day. Polka dot shirt. My hair kind of it's always been the same, but it kind of just melts in different directions. It was just so tight on the sides. But yeah, I mean, my mom sent me this and it was like, she sent me this last week and this was 10 years ago in Ventura. And then I did the Ventura show.
Damn.
Like, you know, 3 days ago. So that was a really cool, like full circle moment. But yeah, I mean, 2016 for me, I had just moved to LA and I wasn't getting a whole lot of stage time outside of open mics in LA. So I would drive to my hometown, Ventura County, Ventura Harbor Comedy Club to get up. Yeah, that was it. I was doing shows here on like Wednesdays and Thursdays. And then on the weekend, I would do the shows in the back of the Marie Callender's in the pie shop. And I live with my two best friends. And then I would just go out and get hammered with them a lot. But yeah, there wasn't like... Also, I don't know how everyone's finding these 2016 photos. I tried to scroll as far back as I could on my phone. It starts at 2017. I'm like, I'll do this next year.
I am too. I'm like, I can't.
When were you doing like the Breakfast? Breakfast with Blau. When was
God.
That?
Oh my God. That's so funny. Breakfast with Blau was probably 2018.
Okay.
God damn. This next ad is sponsored from our boys at Mint Mobile, okay? Now that the holidays are over, you might be feeling like you got a big spending hangover, the drinks, the holiday food, the gifts, it all adds up. Luckily, Mint Mobile is here to help you cut back on overspending on wireless this January with 50% off unlimited premium wireless plans. All right, I use Mint Mobile and so should you, okay? It's all about savings, freaking awesome network, all right? And cut out big wireless bloated plans and unnecessary monthly charges, but 50% off 3, 6, or 12 months of unlimited. Okay, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You freaking heard me. Nation's 5G largest network. And you're like, oh, what if I have to switch my phone number? You don't, okay? Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan. Bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ladies and gents, this January, quit overspending on wireless for 50% off unlimited premium wireless. Plans start at $15 a month, okay? Mintmobile.com/socks. That is mintmobile.com/socks. Limited time offer, upfront payments of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, and $180 for 12 months. Plan required, $15 a month, equivalent tax, fees, extras, initial plan term only. 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com.
God damn.
Here's just a photo of me and my mom.
Yeah dude, Mikey what the B, fuck? Mikey B always been a piece.
Yo, I'm just saying, someone just fucking get at me. You know what I mean? That's how my mom right there is trying to slide in.
Yay! Why is my phone vibrating? Yeah, am I getting an Amber Alert?
Yeah, dude, but it was literally, this is me fake laughing because I'm so sad inside, dude. I swear to God, I've never cried so much in a year, in a 2 year period in my life. But you're totally right. It makes it all fucking worth it. And when I think back to those times, I literally have on my whiteboard, talk to the dog walker. My last therapist told me to write that down. Because there's just so many moments where you're like, oh, fucking this sucks and this, whatever. And you're like, what, dude, if I was talking to myself 10 years ago, that person would uppercut me in the face. Like, if you had any issues that you have right now, Trev, and you talked to that dude that was on the Ventura stage, that guy would be like, I'll push you downstairs. If you're, oh, dude, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I did a show and got paid with a clam chowder bread bowl at Ventura Harbor, and I was like fired up on it.
Dude, that's so funny. I went, I've performed there a couple times, I think. And there was one, oh, it was Ventura Comedy Festival? Did they had one there, right?
Yes. Festival.
Yeah, they did. And I, yeah, I know the festival. But I performed there and it's such a long drive. Like, Doug, I mean, you know, obviously way more than me, but it's such a fucking long drive. And I remember driving there being like, they're going to pay me something. They're going to pay me something. And I literally, after my set, I like talked to the owner. I forget his name. What's his name?
Randy Lubis. Yeah, that's a
thank you so
right
much.
There.
Yeah, thank you so much. He was very, very nice to me, but I just had this moment because I just wanted gas money, bro. Like I was so desperate. I just needed the gas money. I didn't want to essentially just burn all my gas. And I was like, hey, is there's like, you know, like, do I talk to you about payout or whatever? And I remember him just being like, oh yeah, man, there's no payout, man. It's just like, you know, there's some casting directors here. So I remember being like, in my head, I was like, there's no casting directors. But I just remember being like, fuck, man. Like that, like $20 was so meaningful to me. Like so meaningful.
Yeah. Yeah. I was still working the day job. And yeah, I'm sure I had a few photos of like, just like maybe like going out with my college friends, but there was no like cool photos in 2016, I think, of me, like, I don't know. I was just working my day job. I was just doing a bunch of that shit. And, you know, so that's why, like, when people were posting in 2016, I'm like, no.
Dude, I remember you telling me you had that job. And I was like legit jealous. I was like, oh, that must be so fucking cool, dude. All Def Digital gets to be around all those funny people, get to write funny sketches. You know what I mean? And
It was just an awesome job.
So wild. I was going to say, speaking of wild, did you see, when was the national championship game? Because it was Miami and Indiana, right?
Monday. It was Monday.
Do I know
this?
Yeah. That was Monday. Did you see the cameraman like panned over to Abella Danger and then the internet lost their fucking mind?
I mean, you have to for IP. You're not going to not show
it. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
Who gives a fuck?
Dude, the internet lost.
Dude, she needs her. Oh, bro. Whoa. You know how there's red zone? Head zone. It shows head zone. It only shows the hottest chicks in the stadium.
Dude, because they do that already, though.
Dude, they have a kiss camera.
By the way, I think we should vote on who we want to see kiss. Because sometimes they put up people, I'm like, I'm good. But like,
yeah,
I want it to be a, like 2% sexual. I want to vote like it's The Voice. I want to be like, I want to see you. I want to see like 55 couples in the beginning. And there's a QR code and you can vote to see which one you want to see kiss. Give me
and
something.
I want to see people.
The hot dogs
who
are $12.
Even...
Let me just fucking vote for somebody.
Yeah. I want to see people who aren't even couples kissing. You know, like it cuts to Abella Danger and then just some random jack dude sitting next to his mid-ass fiance. Fuck that. Kiss cam. All I'm saying
I got an idea. You know how they pass out hot dogs and fucking popcorn? They should pass out kisses. And you should follow that lady around or the dude around. Just be like, who wants to make out? French make out?
Bro, just go Martin and Meanie mode. Just start matchmaking on the show.
That would be awesome.
So why are people mad that they were showing Abella Danger? Because now they're encouraging the youth to look who that is? Because if you don't know what she does, you wouldn't assume anything. You would just be like, oh, that's a woman on the screen.
I wonder did they put her name? Did they give her like a graphic below? You know, they did not.
No.
So, bro,
you got to be a real gooner to be like, yo, pause it.
Yeah, because I think they were saying how like the youth is going to, she represents something, the youth is going to look her up. It's like, well, if the youth knows her, they already looked her up. And if the youth doesn't know her, they're not going to look her up because they don't have her name. So like, I don't understand. Like,
I will say,
if you know who she is, yeah, go.
I was going to say her like star rater meter probably shot up. Her views probably shot up after that game.
Dude, I the first time I saw it, because first here, I think everything's rigged. So the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, this was already established. Like, she already gave the camera dude whatever, or her PR agent gave the camera guy whatever, they panned over whatever, or Miami and fucking Indiana, or CBS, whoever it was doing the game, was like, okay, we're definitely panning over her, because it creates a massive fucking wave of media, exactly what's happening to us right now, we're talking about it, and so is everybody else. So, like, the value of panning over and showing a Bella is probably crazy.
But who gives a, like, I hate that, like, oh, so I just can't know who a porn star is? Like, if they cut to a bachelor from the show and a girl's like, oh, is that Mark Jenonski?
You know what's interesting is there was a comic. Oh, I cannot remember his name, dude. I just watched some of his clips. Oh, man. I don't want to mess this up. It doesn't matter. If I remember, I'll say his name. But he had this idea where he's like, he's talking to the crowd, and he's like, all right, gentlemen, clap if you guys masturbate. And nobody clapped. And he's like, women, clap if you masturbate. And all the women go, woo! And it's just this odd double standard where, like, women, it's okay for women to admit in front of their dudes that they masturbate, but it's not okay for the dude to admit that he masturbates in front of his woman. And it's the exact same concept as, like, a dude knowing that it's a Bella Danger. It's like, why is that bad? Like, We all do it. Yeah. It's fine. You do it in moderation. It's fine. But it's this weird, like, it's like an affront on the relationship if a dude does it in front of, if a dude knows who a porn star is. I don't know. I just figured it's just like, it's interesting, like, double standard where it's like,
I don't think anybody should be mad at a Bella. If anything, like, how long was the camera guy gooned up on her? I mean, the Hard Rock Casino, where do they play in Miami? They play at 11 space, but it's like, what, 100,000 people? The biggest gooner is the camera guy that found her.
Yep.
You're right. And he was posted on her for probably 10 minutes before they switched to him. He's like, wait, guys, switch me.
People have made, like, careers off, like, OnlyFans careers off, like, a cameraman finding them in the crowd. People losing their fucking mind. There was that girl, that trainer, I forget what team, but she was a trainer for, like, a D1 basketball team, and she was, like, looking after this guy's ankle, and she had, like, a thumper on her, and she went crazy fucking viral. So it's like, and I don't know if she wanted to at the time, but she could have been like, cool, OnlyFans, bang, bang, you know, kind of ruin her credibility as a trainer. But there's a lot of people who started OnlyFans careers off getting found in a crowd. So I don't, that's a double standard. Also, can we say that? That's a double standard. There's no, never a hot dude that the camera guy pans over to her and or pans over to him and he gets a fucking crazy career.
I'll tell you what's wrong with him. The closest we've ever had to that as a male is Alex from Target. Do you know this? He was like a 2016 meme, I think. Remember Alex from Target? He was working at Target and was like hot, and then the internet started fucking gooning to him. That's the closest we've ever had to what you're talking about right there. But there's women who have like flashed their tits at a game and then gone viral. Who's?
Goddamn.
What's up, guys? I'm sitting here with a grill in my mouth. And if you want to be iced out, you better get a freaking Ridge wallet, dude. Yeah, I'm tired of rocking these crusty-ass ball sack leather wallets. I'm not my dad. I'm not 75 years old. Ridge wallet, it's like the cyber truck of credit cards, okay? They hold up to 12 cards, which honestly, if you have any more than 12, you're probably running a fraud anyways. Listen, Ridge wallet means so much to Stiff Sox family. They were the first sponsor of our podcast ever about 7 years ago. We love Ridge Wallet. It is so cool, sleek. They have over 50 colors that you can choose from. I literally love Ridge Wallet. It slides right up there in my left pocket. Got my phone on my right, Ridge on the left. What else do you even need, dude? Not only are they sick and sleek as hell, they have a lifetime guarantee. So in reality, this is the only one you ever have to buy. All you gotta do is buy one wallet for the rest of your freaking life, dude. Stop driving to Macy's getting some that your dad would have. My absolute favorite feature of a Ridge wallet is they have FID blocking technology, keeping you safe from digital pickpocketers. Oh, you want my credit card? Blocked, Ridge. Also, losing your wallet is the freaking worst. But with the Ridge Wallet AirTag, you will never lose your wallet ever again. Know exactly where it is before the panic kicks in. Ridge Wallet has free shipping and 99 risk-free trial and a lifetime warranty. You're literally losing money by buying all these old, dusty, crusty wallets. Get a Ridge Wallet. And for a limited time offer, our listeners get 10% off at Ridge by using code STIFFSOCKS at checkout. Just head to ridge.com and use code STIFFSOCKS and you're all set. After you purchase, they will ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them the Stiff Socks boys sent you. One more time, that is ridge.com and use promo code STIFFSOCKS. I love you all.
Goddamn. Do you remember when that super, super hot criminal got his headshot leaked or whatever? That dude, because he recently came across my algorithm. He has a for real career, like a sustaining model career. He is so hot. Like, what is even going? Those type of people that are that hot, and you look at him in the eyes, and you go, "What is this? You're not a human being. You're like looking in my soul a little bit. You're making my cock move. This whole thing's weird. How are you that attractive?
What do you think Alex does loves, now?
Works at Kmart.
He probably works at Walmart. Same joke.
I mean, pretty same close. Joke.
What does he do?
He works at UPS.
What the fuck?
How do you not take advantage of being famous?
Bro, do you know how much business savvy you need to like have a sustaining career? It's fucking impossible.
I don't know. I mean, like, Jeremy Meeks is probably the best version of he popped at a time where like you didn't need to pop and then immediately be on social and do everything. Like, his mugshot just went viral and then like he still does shit now.
You know what's interesting though? Think about this though.
Dude, just go to jail.
Yeah. But think about Jeremy Meeks though. He got famous for what he's best at, which is just standing there and someone taking a picture. So that's what he does. It's a one-to-one, right? From Target guy, he didn't get famous for like putting Tupperware on a shelf. If he got famous for putting Tupperware on a shelf, he's got that.
Right,
but he got famous.
Right.
He didn't even know why he got famous. And he's like, I don't know how to do this. But Meeks is like, oh, I can sit here and just take a picture. This is great.
Yeah, it's hard to work at Target. And then all of a sudden they're like, okay, so what's your long form YouTube play? Excuse me?
Okay, so you're really booming. What are you thinking here for strategy? What's your YouTube short game looking like?
This motherfucker's like, I don't know how to read a Me Undies commercial. What the fuck?
I don't know how to read. Yeah, well, I mean, the kind of one-to-one for this, have you ever seen that Instagram called, like, Mugshotties?
I think you've brought it up before. I don't know if we, like, went through it, but I think, is it just, like, an Instagram with, but no, let's keep going. But is it just an Instagram with, like, the hot mugshots?
It's just hot women on, who went to prison, and it'll be, like, it'll just say their name, and then usually what they did, and where they're at. And all of the comments are horrendous in this.
Yeah.
The horniest way possible. They're like, I don't care. She murdered her dad. She could murder this dick. And it, you know, it's.
What did she do? See, the funny thing is like, what did she do? And I don't think anyone cares. Providing alcohol to a person's under. What is this? Sweden? Why is that such a big deal? Can I say this real quick?
Honestly,
and this is not a good take. This is not a good take. What I'm about to say. Is it me or are all the teachers that touch their kids hot? Or is it society only pushing them because they get clicks? Every teacher that I see that's like, yo, I date a 7-year-old. They're like attractive, but that can't be right. But it's the only ones that I don't even know, but it's the only ones we see. It's propaganda. Yeah. It's the only ones that get clicks is my overall take here.
Let's look at some
unarmed.
Of these.
Hold on. Unarmed? What's she going with her tits? Unarmed burglary.
She went in there and played paper, scissors.
Unarmed
burglary of an occupied structure, domestic violence, and interference with custody of minor by incompetent person. If you are in jail and you see your mugshots popping, bro, you could stage this shit. Take a photo in a gray jumpsuit, and you're good.
I wonder how they get these. You just submit our headshots?
Well, I don't know. They probably just get sent in, or if somebody from like a hometown is like, oh, this chick who used to be a cheerleader is now in jail or whatever.
Right. Hold on. Can we read some of this? You're going too fast, sir.
That looks like a girl Michael would have gone on a date during the pandemic. With the
this one right here?
No, the next one. The one to the right.
Oh.
What, bam? Dude,
100%. Oh, what that sort the of fuck? Looks. That,
bro, her that sort of looks like crazy.
Awful. That sort of looks like wet a little bit.
Wow. Rest in peace to her.
Right? Do you remember what she looks like?
No idea.
Okay.
Ooh. Second degree burglary.
What's first degree burglary? Just knocking? Hey, can I come in? What's second degree?
Unarmed robbery is funny.
Dude, what are you even?
If I'm getting burglary charges, just lie and say I was armed, because then I sound like a fucking weirdo. You tried to rob somebody unarmed?
Unarmed is crazy. Also, what is considered armed? Like, if you go in there with like a spool of rope, is that armed?
And what if you're a paraplegic? Are you always unarmed?
Holy shit. Let's just stop the episode right there. That's fucking great.
Oh, they have body cameras.
This is set up. This is set up.
No, it's just fleeing. Dude, body camera footage literally only stares at your tits.
All these body cam things just look like a Churley's video now. Like, I don't believe any of it.
Right. Isn't that funny? I don't believe anything on the internet.
Dude, nothing. I don't believe anything ever. Dude, I don't believe people call me on the phone. I go, you're not real. This is not real. Emails, nothing's real.
Oh, a voicemail? I guess it's a good. What the fuck?
Oh, voicemail. Get out of here. A text?
What have you been having this? And I don't want to say it's a problem or issue, but have you been running into this at your shows where motherfuckers just be bringing their babies?
Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Too many bottles and cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug and you still feel out of sync. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, the real kombucha, the real deal, made the right way for real benefits and real results you can see and feel. I love it. Synergy supports your mind and body through your gut with 9 billion living probiotics in refreshing flavors you will live for. Synergy makes kombucha with a superior craft fermentation process that delivers a delicious taste and all those probiotics. They're the good bacteria that support your body, mind, and even your skin. You're welcome. Because when your microbiome is in balance, you're back in sync and back in charge. That is what you get when your kombucha is made the right way. Don't chase fads. Don't fall for modern soda hype. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code THEREALKOMBUCHA to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Yeah.
God damn.
Bro, San Luis Obispo, Monday night, 3 kids in the audience.
Oh, hey. I've never had that much.
Hey! Get a babysitter.
Babysitters this are so goddamn expensive.
Yeah, no, I'm doing this for the brewery. Dude, it feels like a fucking brewery. But like, and I agree. Listen, if I am a parent with a kid, I'm doing the same fucking thing. Babysitters. Yeah. Jack, can we look up how much babysitters charge in this day and age? Because in my head, back when I was a child, I honestly think my parents would leave like a $20 bill for the babysitter. How much are they now?
I was just going to say that I don't think I ever had a babysitter in my life.
You didn't even have a father.
Exactly. But what is it? Okay, so hourly rate varies significantly by location, number of children, and experience, but generally ranges from $15 to $25 per hour. Buddy, am I going to be a babysitter? $25 an hour is pretty freaking good. It's good to watch Cocomelon and put whiskey in a bottle, make the kid go to sleep, and then you can fucking call your boyfriend over and get sloppy toppy.
Here comes the Zoloft. Dude, I don't think people are still doing the boyfriend thing anymore where, like, if you're a babysitter, every house has 1,000 Ring cameras.
Ooh, shit. Oh, that sucks, dude.
You might be texting or something.
What do you guys think about people who have Ring cameras in their house, like in their family room?
What do I think about them? I think they're smart, and I would do the same thing.
Yeah, my dad has one, and he literally only uses it to watch the cats, but I think it's more so like it's 99.4% useless, and then 0.6 is like the odd chance it gets broken in. Now you have footage.
Yeah, I mean, I think, but if I'm having someone like watch my kids, like you know those nanny cams that like exist in like teddy bears or whatever, like I'm definitely having one of those. Dude, my girlfriend's mom caught their nanny doing something not cool. Like hitting one of the kids like on the nanny cam.
That's honestly why it is good. And before we get into this, I do want to say I get it now, because let's say the show is at 7, you want to get there at 6, so you're leaving at 5 and you're getting home at like 10, 5 hours, $25 an hour. If it's that's $125. So I get bringing your kid. Do I want your kid at this show? If it doesn't cry, I don't give a shit. If it cries, call
Bring a pillow, smother it.
So the camera shit is good. And I know my friends always leave their dog at this one daycare when they're like traveling and gone, and they have cameras where you can check on the dog. And they saw a video of like an employee, like low-key, like hitting the dog. Like, he would bark and you would like smack it like too hard. And now you're like, screenshot, boom. Either, you know, you're threatening to sue, or you're like, we have footage or this or that, or get the guy fired or whatever. So, I mean, we just live in a world where whatever you do is televised, or not televised. Everything you do is filmed. Holy shit, this podcast is being filmed. Everything you do is filmed. So when people go and like get caught doing crimes, I'm like, are you stupid? There's cameras at In-N-Out Burger in the Onions.
Do you know what is remarkable to me, though, is when someone commits a crime and gets away with it. I'm like, dude, do you know how sophisticated you have to be as a human being to not get caught? You're trying to tell me that you robbed the Louvre. First of all, did they ever get caught? You robbed the Louvre and then you just escape and then you just never hear. What are the Ocean's 13 the fuck happened to the Louvre people? Inside job. 9/11 and the Louvre, inside job.
Yeah. 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 Do you think we're going to get to a point where everybody has body cameras in the future? Like, even your waitress or waiter's going to have one?
We have a phone. It's sort of.
But I'm saying not on our ends. Like, the people working are going to have it. And I think in the future, there's going to be something where, like, a waitress is going to have a body camera. And if you're rude or didn't tip, or you're like, I actually want a medium rare, not medium. Boom, clipped internet.
Wow. Dude, Black Mirror did an episode a little bit like this when it was like a social credit score. And then if you were like mean, you got deducted points. If you were nice, the other person that you were nice to had the ability to give you points. So the whole thing was just fucking clocked. It was like walking around as like an Uber driver, always getting reviewed. But dude, a lot of the Uber driver, thank God, have cameras too, that point directly back. Right. Yeah.
So I'm saying, damn, if Uber drivers have it, how much farther are we? Well, I guess restaurants have cameras. Well, I don't get convenience stores. Whenever somebody like robs them, the angle is so shitty. It's always pointing down. I'm like, a burglar knows there's going to be cameras. If anything, put a camera that's like front and center, 4K, looking at like eye level. Because they're like, know this man? He robbed us. He's wearing a hoodie. Get a front shot, you fucking cinematic losers.
Also, it's like, hey, have them watch our crowd work clips. That's how you shoot it. Have a B cam.
Have separate cameras. But why do we put cameras high up in the store acting like we don't know that they're not going to, acting like we don't know that they know they're being filmed? Did I say that right? No, I didn't.
Why do we put them up high
knowing that they don't think that they're going to know that they're being filmed? But put that bitch ahead.
Do you think they're trying to hide the cameras? Do you think there's just like a better angle to get the widest fucking angle? I don't know. Well, dude, they actually tell us.
Before you walk in,
but before they walk into the stores, they always have that like sign that's like, hey, smile, you're being filmed. Remember that? You know that?
Yeah.
That fucking smiley face thing? So they always kind of tell us that we're being filmed. But it's just, it because there's so many cameras, because we're not, cameras in the stores, but also cameras on the street, cameras on toll booths. First of all, being a toll booth operator, what's even happening? I went through 100 tolls this trip so far. What's happening? Yeah. Why are we putting people through this job? It's fucking hell. They're just inhaling smog for 9 hours a day, and they're not really, like, they're just collecting the money. Dude, AI, give that person another job. Like,
get rid of them.
It's crazy to me.
Not the people. Just get rid of toll booths. Who gives a fuck? So I can't drive into Reno without paying $7?
Yeah, I mean, dude, I guess they're trying to do that with Easy Pass, but I just was so flabbergasted, dude. I literally thought like the toll booth job was like kind of done. And listen, I'm not a person like, oh, down with the jobs. I want people to have less jobs. But it's like, I kind of just feel bad for them. Like, dog, it's like, because they're just collecting the dollars and it's like, there's no, I don't get why we still have them. I just, whatever. I mean, listen, they need a job. But I was just, they're just giving dollars back. I don't even know what the point is.
It feels like it's a little dangerous too. There's cars that are going like 70 miles an hour to your front desk. That's awful.
Dude, for them to be not just watching Netflix the entire time and just disregarding us is crazy. Like all the toll booth people are locked in, taking the money. Fuck at her. I would have Apple Vision Pros on just watching shit.
I would bring my daughter to work. I don't even have one. But I think it is. Sometimes you pull up and you're like, is there going to be somebody in there? And then sometimes there is. And you're like shocked. You're like, what?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I thought they were all gone.
Yeah.
But like they're not, dude. They're really taking the revenue. I think
there's
toll booth operator should get
chemicals.
Oh my God. Dude, I think a toll booth operator should get a percentage of the gate. If you're collecting it, I think you should get a percentage of the gate. How about that? 1%.
Yo.
Oh, dude, I just heard this over fucking local Maryland news. There was a red camera, a red light camera in Maryland. Do you want to guess how much money that one camera made in 1 year?
$1.3 million.
Dude, $7 million in red light camera fees. One camera, bro. $7 million.
I'm putting one of those in my front yard.
Dude, I said the same thing as my brother.
I mean, it makes sense. When was the last time you fully stopped at a... Well...
Zero times.
Red light stop, for sure. But like, stop signs, I think, could rack in even quadrillions
Holy
more.
Holy shit, you're right. You're right.
Dude, stop signs have the authority of a substitute teacher. They're like, stop! And I'm like, I don't see no lights, bitch.
Dude, the Goodbye. Stop sign gets disrespected. But you know what doesn't get disrespected? And maybe I've said it before. We have so much respect for the cone. The orange cone, bro, gets so much fucking respect. Because I think we think that the cone can do more damage to our car than it actually can. But that little piece of plastic... You put a cone in front of a theater, no one's going to park there. Why is that?
No one.
Crazy.
I don't know. I should start bringing them with you or something. In my head, the orange cone, really?
No, yeah. They would. People, I mean, not everyone, but I've saw people, if they're trying to save spots or they want to put the cone there, leave and come back to like to have their spot still. If they just want to go get a sandwich or wherever the fuck they're going or they're whatever. And it's always there. It's genius.
Yeah. What is this?
What's this?
You see that there's a new word for doppelganger. It's called choppelganger, and it's someone who is uglier than you but looks like you.
That's awesome. Please be the word of the year already. 2026 yeah. Dude, just so started. That's got to be the word of the year.
So I'm choppelganger for Dave Franco? I'm his choppelganger?
Yeah, exactly.
That's so fucking funny, dude. Trev, who do you think your choppelganger is?
Dude, that kid that just won the Indiana, the quarterback, Fernando, people keep tagging me in his shit.
Jack, can you bring him up? I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, he looks reptilian, and I mean that as a compliment.
Bro, that's like kind of nuts. I mean, guys, Jack, just literally move your eyes to that quarterback and then back to Trev right now. It's really wild.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on.
It's pretty fucking good, dude. That I don't even think it's a choppelganger. Yeah. I think it's a doppelganger for real. Like, yeah, I think it might be a one-to-one. That's not into a chopple. Wow, that's nuts.
That's me.
Bethany Frankel here from Just Be with Bethany Frankel, and I am just going to say it. The drinks aisle needs an intervention. Too many bottles and cans, all promising health and wellness, but after a glug, you just shrug and you still feel out of sync. Then there's Synergy Kombucha, the real kombucha, the real deal, made the right way for real benefits and real results you can see and feel. I love it. Synergy supports your mind and body through your gut with 9 billion living probiotics in refreshing flavors you will live for. Synergy makes kombucha with a superior craft fermentation process that delivers a delicious taste and all those probiotics. They're the good bacteria that support your body, mind, and even your skin. You're welcome. Because when your microbiome is in balance, you're back in sync and back in charge. That is what you get when your kombucha is made the right way. Don't chase fads. Don't fall for modern soda hype. Choose standards. DM at Synergy Kombucha on Instagram with the code THEREALKOMBUCHA to get a free bottle while supplies last. Synergy, the kombucha with standards.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Shout out to my twin.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
So his SEO is nuts. You should probably do a sketch, yeah?
He's a really big, he's super godly. He's super, you know, he's just well spoken in that regard. So I was trying to think about, like, you know, like if Fernando Mendoza doing anything in life, you know, where he gets a free side of sauce at Chick-fil-A and he's like, thank you to God. Thank you to everybody. Thank you for he's one of those guys that everybody loves. So if you make fun of him, like, you're kind of the asshole, but you could kind of do something with that.
Yeah, because that's positive. You're like not really making fun of him.
Big to choose. How does that sound?
It sounds so beautiful. I want to give all the glory to God. You're never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, and we have around us. We're able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go.
You guys call yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
It's the right place for process oriented. We're going day by day. Whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drive teams into the deep end because we know that we're going to stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
Tell me about finding Charlie Becker. Third down, 2 minutes to go. We talk about high.
Dude, this is like,
yeah, like
this is like if like just like a Boy Scout like had a wish with a genie and just like became a quarterback. Like he's so like, he's like an altar boy. Do you know what I mean? He's like a goober a little bit. He's so likable, but he's like a little bit of like a goober. I like that they got, he's like so excited.
Yeah.
It's like me when I saw my first pair of tits.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to go far in the NFL. I did see this clip of him where somebody was like, they asked him who should play at halftime. He's like, honestly, as a football guy, I don't really even like halftime. I just want to get back to playing and get, because the longer you wait, the more you kind of like ice yourself and think about the game, which I totally get. But it's also like, hey, man, just say Drake and move on. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
fucking, I don't know. Ken yeah. Carson. But what is this
say
one,
say Sabrina Carpenter and keep it moving.
Yeah.
Oh, who I can't think of his name. Who's the religious quarterback that played for the Broncos?
Tim Tebow.
What's his name? Yeah, Tim Tebow and him. Holy shit!
They're good friends, actually.
Are they really? That makes so much sense.
He shouted them out during the at the end too.
I love that, yeah. Man.
Yeah, it's great.
I love that. I wish I believed in God that much. To be like, dude, best moment of your life. You're like, all glory to God, and I actually mean it. That there's something really cool in that. And maybe later in my life I'll figure it out. But that just, there's got to be like a really cool like security to that. To be like, oh, God looks after me, and actually mean it. Holy shit!
He does, Michael. He looks out after you.
Thank you. Thank
he
you.
Does. I've been hanging on Allie too much. He does.
We can go to Sock Talk Secret Sock. We've got a couple good ones here.
Yay! Yay!
All right, so this Sock Talk is from Tommy.
Sock Talk.
He says, Michael, have you ever seen Landman? That's the first question, because
bro,
he knows Trevor definitely hasn't.
No, I have not seen Landman. I saw like maybe half of the pilot, and yeah.
He says it's one of the weirdest shows, but he feels like it would be you guys as dads. And I'm going to show you a clip of the show.
Great. I'm in.
Are you two having sex?
Daddy.
Well, I had to ask.
Of course.
And that's what I get for asking. Are you being careful?
Yeah, we have a rule and we stick to it.
I'm going to regret asking you this, but what is this rule?
As long as he never comes in me, he can come anywhere on me.
I'm gonna go get a Dr. Pepper. You want anything?
No. Thanks for being so cool, Daddy. But I could never tell Mama these kinds of things.
If that's my daughter, I'm fucking her. Can I say that?
Dude, saying that from your mom's basement is absurd.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, yeah, she's so hot, and she's also kind of giving him the eyes. Like,
that's what I'm doing. She's going, "Daddy, is that? Thank you. I can't tell me that for Daddy." You're like, hey, can I?
I don't
I'd
even
also
call
like
my
to say
own
this.
Dad.
I also like to say this real quick. When I watch these type of shows, like Landman or the fucking that other one, Yellow Jacket, whatever, Yellowstone, they all have this weird thing where it's they know they're making it for the older generation, so it's this. Like, I really do feel like that dialogue and the way that she was looking at him was super on purpose. In the weird, like, here, let me clarify. My dad would love that scene. Because my dad's having this weird thought about not, it's like stepdaddy, it's, you know what I mean? We're close to, like, fetishes in that scene a lot. So in my head, it's like, you're cheating like the reptilian brain of your fucking viewership, which I understand. But that's a crazy scene. She was looking at him in an insane way. You don't look at your dad like that.
Yeah. They should have cut to a Bella Danger after that. That was about as porn as it gets. Nobody ever listens to me like that, Daddy.
Yeah. Also, Mommy's going to be out of town because I know she's going to the rodeo. So the whole, I mean, you don't look at your father like that, bro.
I didn't look at my parents like that on my high school graduation. Dude,
no,
this, you know what this is?
That's a sexual look. Huh.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've never looked at my parents in that regard. You know what this is? This is the modern day Folgers commercial.
Oh.
Thanks for telling me, Daddy. You want a Dr. Pepper? I got something you can slurp jugs out. Are they at a football game? But that is the most, his acting was the most like Midwestern dad thing ever. Like he hears something he doesn't want to hear. I'm going to go get a Dr. Pepper. I mean, do you think Dr. Pepper paid for that placement or do you think that was just in the script?
I don't think they did, but I bet you Dr. Pepper was pissed when they heard that or ecstatic. No, they loved
it. It would have been funny if he said, I'm going to go get a cream soda. And then she goes, that's what I call my boyfriend. Yeah, I don't know what the show is about. I don't need to know what it's about. But somebody's fucking somebody who shouldn't be. Incestry.com. Yo, Incestry.com.
Yo,
that bitch would be a .gov for sure. Incestry.bama. Incestry.nashville. Incestry.bakersfield.
Speaking of Dr. Pepper, did you guys see that one viral TikTok where the girl created a jingle of Dr. Pepper? And then they she just posted her singing a Dr. Pepper jingle, and then Dr. Pepper actually used it in the commercial.
No, dude, that's what's so cool about the internet. I didn't see it,
bro. Doritos has been doing this shit for fucking decades.
Oh, you're right.
Yo, how
like
about
make
you guys
us
make
a viral commercial?
Hey,
yeah.
You guys make the commercial, and maybe we'll air it. Fuck you, Doritos. Unless you ever want to work with me, then I'm down. Bring back the 3D printed bitches.
Oh, those were incredible. Dude, I recently had cool ranch Doritos. Oh, this is it?
No. Finish that sentence. That's about to be good.
Oh, I was going to say, I just had, it's where you think it's going to go. I just had cool ranch Doritos and I forgot something could taste like that. It tasted the best and the most chemically combined, but it's wild.
Dude,
what those taste like.
I was craving some hot Cheetos last night. And sometimes I don't even know what flavor hot Cheetos are, but you're like, just give me them.
Dude, I had salt and vinegar chips last night. I was like, am I pregnant? I was housing
what? Salt and vin what?
Excuse me? Yeah.
Salt and vin what?
I'm not saying
salt
it.
And vin. Is this her, Jack?
It would be cool.
I really
if
want
you
to hear
did.
This, though.
This is it. This
I
is
have a theme song for Dr. Pepper, and it goes
it.
Like this.
I don't know why I can't find the original.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo.
This ain't a way to my best sailor. Jack, you know how you're a little, like, Sabrina fan?
Yeah.
Dude, Diet Pepsi, Addison Rae. Fuck! It's a banger, dude.
Working my way downtown.
But I'm thinking we could just, you guys could just post like a random jingle and give it to a, like what would your jingle
be?
Yeah,
here's my jingle for Papa John's.
I got a jingle for Tesla probably.
Oh, let me guess. It's not an American.
Let's watch this.
Yeah, if you had to do a jingle for a company right now, what would you do, Michael?
Jingle, I would do. I would do a jingle for life, and it'd just be one gunshot.
A jingle for radio DJs.
Let me give you a random company, and I'm gonna. You guys have to create a jingle off of it, okay?
Ooh,
great. Michael, yours is gonna be. Yeah, Michael, yours is gonna be 5-hour energy.
Okay.
And Trev, yours is going to be Honey Pack.
All right. I already got mine. Ready? Is a jingle or like a commercial?
A jingle. Like Dr. Pepper, baby.
I got mine.
Okay.
If you want to be, if you want to be sweet in the sack, call up your boys and get that Honey Pack.
Wow, that was amazing.
That's good.
Right, give us a little bit of doo-doo-doo at the end. What's the music sound like?
Boom, boo-da, boom, boom-da. This is a Pornhub. Yeah, Michael, what's yours? 5-hour energy.
Oh, I drink 5-hour energy. Now I love my wife. Yeah.
Boo. If you want to scout and devour, it's about time you get a 5 hour.
Holy shit. Trevor, you could be like, you know, 2.5 Men where the guy just creates jingles. Charlie Sheen's character just creates jingles all day.
Listen, if I'm doing that, shit's not going well in life.
I got a better one. 5 hour energy. 5 hour. Those are two towers.
Yeah, I got no notes. Yeah, if I'm ever doing jingles for a commercial, hopefully I'm doing that willingly, because I think there's a lot of money to be made in that, but also that's like a guy who did stand up for 20 years and now writes Hallmark cards. And then he goes on stage and he's like, happy wife, happy night, good night.
And blows his head off.
Dude, is Hallmark money crazy or what? Dude, do they get residuals per card?
No, dude. I think they get bought out. I think they go, here's money, give me 50 cards. But also, that game is done. AI is like, cool, we'll spit out 20 million right now. It's over. Yeah. But you know for sure there was one guy who was a high up in Hallmark that wrote just fire cards. Wasn't there a movie about that? Oh, wasn't her about that? Well, didn't he write cards? Which is crazy because you can talk to AI, but AI can't write love cards. I'm so confused.
Damn.
All right, and Secret Sock, I like this question. If the government disclosed aliens, do you think the world will collapse? And will you still do comedy?
Buddy, they already disclosed that there's aliens and no one cared. It's wild. World, nobody cared.
The world will be the exact same thing. They will try and get them on TikTok a day later. Dude, it'd be like literally Hawk Tua. They'd be like on Ellen. They'd be like on Jimmy Kimmel. Be like, so, Area 51. What's that like? Jack Daniels. Glug, 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 glug. Dude, the world is so fucked. Nothing even matters. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself and nobody gives a shit. The president got shot at and a week later they're like, have you tried the new 7-layer beefy burrito at Taco Bell? Nothing matters. Listen, I'm not picking the stance on what side, but like nobody finds it weird that he got shot at and the next day everyone's just like, hey, Subway's got foot-long nachos now. No!
Dude, but here's the problem.
Full 10-hour interview with his parents.
Here's the problem. Everyone goes, I don't give a fuck. I need to pay my bills. I have 3 kids and my husband hates me. So it's like, America's not like, oh, let me fix it. Like the people that like need answers are people that have the privilege to have the space to need answers. Do you know what I mean? Like, buddy, people got electric bills. Like, I don't need like a full, but for sure, BlackRock did it. And that's the end of the story. But it is funny how that happens. And then also, he had no internet history. His house was fucking wiped down professionally. And he's just, what? There's so many issues with that. And they just let it go. Oh, dude, the Epstein list? Release it. They're not gonna release the Epstein list.
Dude, I honestly think if aliens got revealed, the aliens' ego would be shot down immediately by how underwhelmed we'd be. We'd be like, oh, okay, oh, all right, yeah, that's cool. They'd be like, bitch, we're aliens. Hello? Like, hello? What do you mean? We're like, give me a bigger pop. I honestly think, and shout out to anybody and all God lovers, which is all of us, I think if Jesus Christ came back, people would still be like, yeah, but you're not Ronaldo. I think if Christ came back, people would be like, oh, that's tight. And then they'd be like, yeah, but my parlay needs to hit tonight. They would, Jesus would leave. He'd be like, oh my God, I'm here and you guys are just betting on me. So the Broncos can go to the Super Bowl. I'm out of this shit.
Buddy, he would literally be like, watch this. I can walk on water. And someone would be like, cool, but that's not prime. I don't give a fuck.
Somebody would come and go, that's AI. Like if aliens or Jesus came to life today, the internet would be like, this is AI. And also, if aliens were here, the only way I'd find out is because they'd go on like the Nelk Boys podcast.
Oh yeah, they'll go on Nelk Boys, and then Flagrant.
I just think as fast as the world moves, it would be crazy for a week, and then a week later they'd be like Moana Part 2. I don't know. Are like
there's two, dude. There's two.
They would be. They missed their window. They missed their window to come back and like create a splash. They had to come back in like the '70s when newspapers were the only algorithm we had.
Correct. If they came back with extra, read all about it. Holy shit! It would have fucking exploded. They would have done viral fucking numbers. But you're right. I mean, here's the thing. Would you care? I don't think I would care. I'd write one bit about it and it'd be over.
I would shoot a sketch about it and then I would go like, okay, cool. You know, now what?
So aliens definitely exist. If they come back or they come here, like what do you think they're going to want?
Toll booth operators.
Facts. What if they're already here? What if they're already
here?
They are.
They gotta be. But they're not some green looking motherfucking Monsters, Inc. son of a bitch. They're the people working at, like, they're the people working right in front of you. And you're like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. He's like, good. And you're like, who taught him that?
Also, you know how you see the same people over and over and over? Those are aliens. Like, there was a song, I'm a genie in a bottle, baby.
Christina
that song
Aguilera.
Never plays. That song never plays in the history of ever. Right? It's fucking gone. It's in the ether. That shit was like 25 years ago. I'm not lying. I went into three different gas stations in 2 days. The same song was playing. You don't think that's fucking not real?
You're an alien,
dude. Three gas stations, 2 different days. I'm a genie in a bottle. No,
maybe
not real.
Blasting the same playlist. Maybe Chevron got their own Spotify.
Dude, that would be so fun. I mean, gas station TV, they got their own fucking TV station.
Yeah.
So aliens are here, definitely. Here's the thing. Here's something crazy. Jesus might have already came back. Have we even thought about that?
He did.
No one's ever thought about it. Okay.
He did. He's here.
Tim
and his
Tebow.
Name is Timothée Chalamet.
He should play Jesus.
He will. One day.
Good.
Leo will be like Jesus, and then the young Jesus will be Chalamet.
Bro, you know what's going to be a really sad time? Not to bring it all down, but when our like hot people, like when like Brad Pitt passes away, holy shit. That's going to be so weird.
But dude, that shit happens for our parents. That shit happens for our parents' generation all the time. Who was the guy that everybody, like the cowboy guy back in the day?
John Wayne. Was it Robert Redford?
I don't know, but like our parents have this shit all the time. And my dad would be like, you see that so-and-so passed? I'm like, I don't know who this is. Ooh, gee, oh, what a stud. Oh my God.
Stud, bro. Robert Redford was hot as shit. Robert Redford is the Sundance Festival. You know that, right?
No.
But I mean, look at that. I mean, look how hot. Like this is no plastic surgery. This is no
Burt
fucking.
Reynolds.
What's up?
Is Burt Reynolds still alive? Yeah. Is he still with us?
I think he is.
2018.
Oh shit!
But like, dude, that's some of those guys back in the day. Like there was, dude, movie hot back in the day.
Was crazy, dude.
You couldn't even be mad if that guy stole your wife. You're like, good. Let me go in immediately after him so I can feel his warmth.
That's a good episode.
Can we look up one more just for my own shit to go? Type, and I know everyone's gonna freak out, but type in young Brad Pitt. Cause I used the word young, but what, like, dude, that is a human being, bro. That's a human being that walks amongst us.
Yeah, imagine auditioning next to that. You're not getting it.
It's over. It's
Hit that second
over.
One? Yeah, bro. That's like if Stuart Little was hot.
Stuart Little. You know that? Who's that young kid actor that was like the human head in Jerry Maguire? The human head is 8 pounds. Jerry Maguire, young.
I don't know.
That guy. He looks like a hot that guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shout out to y'all.
Guys, that is it. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Till next Wednesday, come to Mr. Wild's Mr. Boss 9 Tour. I got a fat old pee-pee. Bye.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.